Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the police are announcing they're going to get taser drones to fly around zapping us. Told you that was coming 15 years ago. 10 years ago, whatever. I think it was more like 15. I said 10 earlier. Here's a new article up on Infowars.com. Michelle Obama has come out and said that you will not call women bossy or anyone bossy, because that's their word, because they're bossy. Violent, ugly, authoritarian face of mainstream feminism exposed yet again. The new hashtag, kill all men. Hashtag annoying, hashtag hag, hashtag control freak, hashtag authoritarian, hashtag eugenics. I'm going to retweet this and say hashtag authoritarian, scoundrel, control freak, dirtbag witches. How about that? Twitter, feminist campaign to kill all men. And you can read it. I mean, this is a massive Twitter following about how they want to have anarchy and kill all men. Hillary would agree. She probably, well, you know how Hillary is. I understand why these women want to kill all men. I don't think the men are being too attracted to them. It's not that these women are even ugly, per se. It's just they have that twitly, disconnected hatred of male power instead of the love of male power, the love of female power. Oh, my goodness. I mean, any real man wants a really powerful woman. But any real woman wants a powerful man, don't you, Cupcake? All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing today? Jim with We Are Change Connecticut out here fighting the fluoridation of the public water supply. So I want to tell you and all your listeners that I have a senator. His name is Joe Markley, getting ready to fight fluoridation again in the state of Connecticut. Connecticut was the first state in the union to make it a mandate. So we're going to hopefully get the first state in the union to repeal this mandate. So we're looking for all your support, all your member support, and anybody in Connecticut to get a hold of Joe Markley or get a hold of WeAreChange.org.
Absolutely. Countries are banning it. Major cities are banning it, from Canada to the U.S. We are on the march. And once we remove one forced medication out of the water and the food, we can get them all out. And we are winning. We've already had them start banning it as a pesticide.
We're doing a good job in this state. So I tried 2 years ago. I started working locally with my aldermen. They don't want to listen to us. I kept moving up the branch, and I got to a senator. We have a lot of great guys in Connecticut up with the We Are Change group that are really doing some good fighting at the legislature.
Great job, brother. So got to give the other callers 1 minute. Kyle in Arizona, then Joe in Maine. Go ahead, Kyle.
Alex, how are you, my friend?
Good. Go ahead.
All right, let's get right to it. So about the censorship on the Internet, I think obviously it's great how it worked out, and I don't want to waste time thanking you, but you did a great job for Mark. But I think the real solution is we've got to look at the problem. It seems like what's starting to happen is they're kind of creating a mainstream media of the Internet. Like some of these sites are becoming sort of institutions and really becoming entrenched and connected with the establishment, YouTube, Google, Facebook.
Now, other people could sue YouTube or threaten suits or injunctions the way I have, and then you'd get contacts through lawyers. You have to resist, because if we keep the bigger sites up, it defends the other sites. I try to defend all of it, and I'm against it.
Well, I agree with you, but what I'm saying is these sites are getting so, so big and having so much influence, and all it takes is them to be bought off, and then we have a real problem. Just like
No, I agree. It's bad to just have a YouTube or a Facebook. I agree. We should have alternatives, and we do.
Yeah. I totally agree, and like that's why, and I'm going to take the responsibility on myself and push your listeners, but I think it would be smart for guys like you and Mark to maybe put...
Yeah, we started PlanetInfoWars.com as a social network. It's there. Thank you. We're trying. Joe in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know.
Guys, do you hear that? Well, I got to let him go. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Listen, almost every caller for me, I can't hear. Everybody tells me it sounds good, but you guys are saying you heard that. I mean, it sounds like Cylon Raiders attack, Cylon Raiders attack.
We have come from the planet Snickle Snort. We love Obama, our leader. We come from a jellyfish community as well, of parasites and spineless worms. Obama.
All right, great job to the crew today. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Nightly news tonight, I'll be co-hosting it with the crew. 7 o'clock Central, if you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It is only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom, for in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Waging a war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the 24th day of March 2014 on this Monday edition. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours and are going to have open phones, premiere a bunch of special reports, and get into a host of huge breaking news stories. But first off, have you heard? First, they promised everybody free health care. Then they promised everybody reduced price health care. Then they promised everybody that you could keep your doctor. And now they promise death panels and no health care and quadrupling of the prices. And they're using bossy women in TV ads telling their teenage and 20-something children they better get Obamacare. And you're a real woman. You're a real feminist. Why, your husband died of a heart attack early from your hen pecking. You worship Michelle Obama and the snapping turtle, Hillary Clinton. Then make your family sign on to the government slave wagon now. Well, that's been failing. So they've got LeBron James and a whole string of Hollywood Fruit Loops out there pushing the fraud that it's so trendy to go sign up for the IRS to garnish your wages at healthcare.gov. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the secret weapon. They are using cute Persian cats to sell it. And again, this just shows the absolute boil down of who they're targeting. The most trendy, mindless people. I run into these trendies, and they literally are super ultra soft, super ultra passive. They love being abused. They trust the system implicitly, and they dislike anyone who's manly, anyone who's truly feminine, and they're just absolute fourth, fifth generation jellyfish. And so now they've got stuff with ducks dancing, saying, I'm so excited. Well, they're saying you're animals. They talk to you like you're a two-year-old. This is how you would lure a child into a van to take them for snuff films, is with ducks, with geese, and with kitty cats, and with funny videos, with clowns. I mean, these people are absolute psycho criminals. And you can see who their targets are, arrested development, childlike brains. Cats that are asleep, getting their paws rubbed, money burning, and I guess that's kind of truth in advertising, going to burn your money. A nice pedo bear with the small child. They actually use pedo bear to promote it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, panda bears, we're actually showing for TV viewers, your radio listener, I'm actually showing what healthcare.gov through Facebook is asking their victims to share. Of course, that's pretty common. A lot of times the child abductors use other children to actually lure other children with toys and things like Tickle Me Elmo, which, of course, the Elmo, voice of Elmo, we know about him. He'd fit in well in this crowd. So this is par for the course, ladies and gentlemen, victimizing the arrested development childlike brains of these people. So now there is the headline, Washington Times, White House turns to cat pictures to sell Obamacare. Well, it's beyond that. And, you know, we read the bill and said it's got death panels. It's got increasing prices massively, doubling on average, quadrupling within 5 years. It's written to not to get rid of pre-existing conditions, to not cover children. It's written to absolutely as a present to the offshore banks that own the insurance companies. And MSNBC said I was racist. They said Jones doesn't like Obamacare. He's deeply racist. They should have just shown, I don't know, like a clown or something and said, this is a mean man who talks serious. And then they just pull out maybe a puppet and say, we have a puppet, children. The children would say, we like the puppet. Heck, we should shoot a promo video where we cast somebody that looks like a perv and then drive around in a white van with an ice cream truck song playing, going, it's for the children, Obamacare. And literally have some creepy guys in overalls out front the car going, free candy. And I bet the mothers will bring their kids up and try to put them in the van with us if we say it's for Obama. We can, like, pull a wood chipper behind the ice cream truck, the pervmobile, and tell the mothers, we're going to throw your children in to save the earth. And if you think I'm joking about this, they teach, Gloria Steinem does, in promo videos, we played them, and promo memes that Facebook puts out, that I had an abortion, and I prove I'm a feminist, and you're proud of the abortion. And you wear little coat hangers around your neck to celebrate the abortion. And they've got this whole dehumanization of go ahead and get rid of your old folks. They're gross. They smell. Old people smell. That's a trendy meme in comedy to make fun of old people and say, kill your parents. And, you know, life's not worth anything. Oh, it's so trendy. Doug Stanhope, who I know well, has been a friend for a long time, who's gone off the deep end, in my view, was just giving in to the, you know, to being bummed out and on humanity collapsing. So continuing, aborted babies in this whole line of news, aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals, London Telegraph. We have an article on Infowars.com giving some more of the backstory on it. Drudge has the big story linked as his top story, aborted babies incinerated to heat hospitals. And it continues, the remains of more than 15,000 babies. Well, that's politically incorrect. It's like the word bossy needs to be banned. That might hurt a child sacrificer's ego. So let's call it the remains of more than 15,000 parasites because that's what feminists teach, is a baby's a parasite. The remains of more than 15,000 scumbag, terrorist, racist, parasite pieces of filth, because we're already killing them and then incinerating them to heat the hospital. Soylent Green's made out of people. And we're already using humans for fertilizer all over the world. That's being pushed as trendy. And by law, making you be turned into fertilizer, not buried for the earth. So why not just let's read this like an anti-human eugenicist would, posing as a trendy. Aborted blobs of lifeless non-human flesh incinerated to heat glorious UK eugenics facilities. The remains of more than 15,000 terrorist, racist, scumbag parasites were incinerated as clinical waste by hospitals in Britain, with some use in waste-to-energy plants. New glorious system moves forward as humanity is prepared to be reduced to save the Earth. All hail the robotic revolution and the merger of the transhumanist state. There, I just translated that headline for you. Now, let's read it from the perspective of a human that understands that if the babies have no rights, we have no rights. And it's part of a giant dehumanization, ultra-Hitlerian, proto-eugenics takeover. Now, let's get into it. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. London Telegraph. The remains of more than 1,500 dear little wonderful souls that had incredible futures ahead of them. 15,000, excuse me, I'm having Freudian slips here and trying to reduce the number in my mind. I said 1,500, right? Let me actually just read the headline here. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. An act of total dehumanization to lower the value of human life to below zero ahead of the giant forced mass culling the globalists are planning with the super germs they're releasing and cultivating. There, another insightful, true headline. No, this time I'm actually just going to read the article and then analyze it after. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. The remains of more than 15,000 babies were incinerated as, quote, clinical waste by hospitals in Britain, with some used in waste energy plants. Continuing, the bodies of thousands of aborted and miscarried babies were incinerated as clinical waste, with some even used to heat hospitals, an investigation has found. 10 NHS Trust have admitted, that's Downing Street Trust, burning fetal remains alongside with rubbish, while two others used the bodies in waste-to-energy plants, which generated power for heat. Last night, the Department of Health issued an infant ban on the practice, which Health Minister Dr. Dan Poulter branded totally unacceptable. Why? Because they're not being sold to French cosmetic makers like the Chinese dead babies are, so they can be festooned onto women's beaks? Last night, the Department of Health issued an infant ban, an instant ban on the practice, which Health Minister Dan Poulter branded totally unacceptable. At least 15,500 fetal remains were incinerated by the 27 NHS Trust over the last 2 years alone, Channel 4's dispatches discovered. The program, which will air tonight, found that parents who lose children in early pregnancy were often treated. Pull the staple out of this so I can read it. Without compassion and were not consulted about what they wanted to happen to the remains. Well, they take your blood worldwide without asking you and patent it and steal your genetics. I mean, they shoot you up with cancer viruses and all the major vaccines. Thinking, I'm not knocking nurses and nurse practitioners and doctors. Most of them are very hardworking professionals that have hellish jobs that are incredibly hard. And have to be around disease all day and sadness all day. It's heroic what many medical workers do. But who runs it, Rockefeller Medicine from above, is prime evil. Absolute, the core of wickedness. And it just goes on. So this is the dehumanization. And they burn up 4,000 stillbirths of the 15,000 they know of. And I'm sure it's far worse. And this is just all part of the dehumanization. Now, when we come back, Ukraine fears Russia ready to attack as Russia takes over military bases, naval bases, massive Arctic cold hitting. And then we've got Homeland Security exercise targets, get this, quote, free Americans against socialist tyranny. That's like in the other drills where they practice killing public school elementary students, they tell them, we're here from the pro-gun group of Republicans to kill you. So the kids hate Republicans their whole life. And that's trauma-based mind control. And then the big news about the world...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome. Thank you again for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just tuned in. Coming up in the next segment, the strange revival of Republican America and how that ties into trends worldwide that we've already organically seen. And I'm not tooting our horn, but we were the first to be focusing on this about a year ago, and now it's been picked up by Bloomberg. Banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroners probe. And when I said, and it got picked up by the Epoch Times and a bunch of others, that 20-plus bankers have already died, that was a gestalt low-level number. In the last year, it's got to be like 15 Goldman Sachs high-level bankers jumping off buildings. J.P. Morgan, it's every couple days. So I don't know what the number is. 50, 100, I don't know. Somebody's got to look. I mean, I see it every couple days. And we've been hammering this report, and finally it's being probed as suspicious. No kidding. They're being found hung. Anybody associated with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, major globalist institutions, they are covering up folks that know where the bodies are buried, rat holes. People they use mid-level, high-level to carry out the criminal activity so higher-ups can deny that they know what's going on. You're the first people that get killed. Little newsflash. You know, you think you're so trusted and you're so high up in these institutions, you're dead. By your own master's hands. Because the collapse hasn't happened yet. Now, I said I'd cover that. I'm already covering it. That's going to be coming up. First off, let's go to drudgereport.com and punch it up on screen for TV viewers right now. You can see aborted babies incinerated to heat hospitals. We're going to cover that more. And then under it, a very important article out of CBS News, Vatican Chief Justice, Obama's policies have become progressively more hostile towards Christian civilization. Yeah, that's an understatement. But you've got to tell it like it is. The globalists want to be God. They want the state to be God. They don't like anti-abortion groups. They don't like pro-life groups. They don't like pro-gun groups. They don't like pro-family groups. And so they're trying to make Christian churches promote abortion and promote, you know, hiring people that aren't Christians, which is an absolute violation of the First Amendment. Now, let's move on to the other article at Drudge, linked in red. We'll put it back up on screen on the right-hand side. It's the Infowars.com article that I mentioned, and this story needs to go viral, folks. This is a big deal. And right under it, oh, the drones they were denying that were already operating domestically? Drone armed with taser, eyed by military law enforcement. They had these at South by Southwest being shopped to the police that face scan you and taser you in Austin. And the APD is looking at buying drones that fly around tasering you. Now, wait a minute, AP. 2 years ago, you said I was lying. That didn't exist, even though I had government documents. Now, let's shift gears back into the top story. This article I'm about to cover does not operate on its own in some purgatory, like Napoleon on the island of Elba. This is part of the overall shift of the FBI, Homeland Security, Justice Department, BATF, local police, to being commissar political officers targeting domestic dissent and chilling free speech in the press in conservative, libertarian, veteran, pro-life, constitutional circles. There are hundreds of Homeland Security memos and documents. You've seen it. It's in Forbes and the Associated Press and West Point. You know, they train them to, quote, take on the Tea Party in an insurrection. Army time, stars and stripes. In the last 6 years, it's all gone public. It was going on behind the scenes before that. The bureaucracy was training to take on the American people. But now it's going main line with TSA on the streets, as the domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, close quote, Barack Obama. Cue up that clip. I want to play it in the next segment to remind folks. We need a civilian security force, a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. When I come back, I'm going to read this article because it's very important. And we need you to tweet it. Retweet it from Alex Jones and from Drudge's tweet. We need you to put it on your Facebook. They're trying to censor us on Facebook and all these other places, and trying to block our viral memes, because this truth can bring them down. This can expose the treason of criminal elements of the bureaucracy ordering the police and military to prepare for war with us. They don't want them to know. They don't want the public to know that this treasonous buildup is happening. But we're here, like Paul Revere's 21st Century, warning you at InfoWars.com. You're Paul Revere's. I'm not asking you. I'm not even begging you. If you want to survive, if you want to be with these people, then go to InfoWars.com. Get this article out to everybody. We're going to cover it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here. And folks, we got an axe to grind with the New World Order. We got chips on both shoulders. We know who the author of our discontent is. We know who's usurping us and dominating us. And we're going to wipe that slimy, trendy, fascist smile off these pot-bellied, chicken-neck pieces of garbage. I want more freedom! More power to the people! And we're going to bang our heads like battering rams up against their little heads. We're going to find out who's got thicker skulls. We're going to wake the dead! trying to cure you mad. The people are dead. They're sleeping. They're under mind control. It's time to wake them up. Crank it up. I really want to be overrated.
I'm a finder. I'm a keeper. I'm not a loser.
And I ain't no weeper.
I got the voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to decide that we're not going to be slaves. It's time to wake up. It's time to get involved. It's time to realize open treason is being built up and prepared all around us. Again, we are back live. I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls and cover a ton of news in the next hour. We have so much I haven't even gotten to. But let me get back to the top story that's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the best place to find it is red-linked on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Report, Homeland Security has exercises where they, quote, target free Americans against socialist tyranny is the headline. Now, if you go to the homeschool drills that they've had at public schools, they tell them, we're homeschoolers against public education and we're here to kill you. Or we're pro-gun groups and we're here to kill you. In fact, I'm going to have Watson add all those examples to his article to show people it's part of a larger compendium of where they have these school shooting drills, federally funded from Texas to Michigan, from California to Florida. We've seen it in just every major state. Minnesota, they've lost lawsuits up there where unannounced at the elementary, they come in with guys dressed like militia and march everybody outside and say, we don't like public school and you're all dead. And then they blow up a bus with a firebomb. I had the lawyer on. This was on the news in Minnesota. And then they get the teachers down on their knees with the kids, and the kids are literally urinating, defecating all over themselves. This is in the lawsuits. I mean, you talk about Soviet mind control camp right out of Red Dawn. That's what a mind control camp is, where you torture and freak everybody out until peer pressure makes families break down and tell dad, work for the Soviet in Bulgaria. Go help report out your friends in the hills, or they're going to keep raping and killing us. Dad, do it for me. I mean, this is hardcore Soviet-style brainwashing. And they do it in public schools everywhere, and you send your kids there to do it. Teachers just 2 weeks ago filed suit in Missouri and said, we do not want to be forced to take part in 4 mass shooting drills a year where we march around with our hands up, where we got to put fake blood on us. Folks, there's 165, 3, it varies every year. It's in the 160s on average every year since 1992 that there are mass shootings. 160 people killed every year in some type of mass shooting. Almost all of them are gangbangers shooting at each other in schools. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It's honeybees kill over 200 people. I've been harping on that for years. Now, Esquire last year did a whole article admitting that. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning repeatedly in your lifetime, not in the same day. You have a better chance, look it up, World Almanac, of being struck twice in your life by lightning than by being killed by a terrorist. Folks, it's like finding a unicorn with a Lucky Charms elf riding it. You got a better chance, folks, of finding a chupacabra in your backyard, basically. Almost 400 people die every year from deer jumping out in front of their cars. Or do we have checkpoints to stop the deer everywhere? Game fences? Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to make it out of this world alive. You're going to die. Alcohol kills 300,000 people a year on average. You going to stop everybody drinking? Cigarettes, hundreds of thousands. Cars, hundreds of thousands. Mass shootings, 260 with change. Never gone above 270. Never gone above 170. I'm ranting. Let me get to this article. It's just everywhere. They drill now. Like, you know, the Army used to drill to fight the Russians in the 70s and 80s. 60s, 70s, 80s. The Air Force drilled to fight foreign aircraft. The FBI drilled to fight, quote, organized crime and foreign infiltrators. The CIA supposedly, you know, did that. to stop foreign governments coming and infiltrating and stealing secrets. Do you know what they do now? Do you know what their main mission, announced by Janet Napolitano 6 years ago, is? Do you know what their mission is announced every month? The FBI announced last year, we no longer worry about crime. That's not our main focus. It's domestic extremism. How many domestic extremists killed people last year? It's less than 10 people on the Southern Poverty Law Center's own website, and they're really scratching for numbers there. 10 people? Oh, but it's like great white sharks. They kill 5 people every year on average. Highest number ever is 12 recorded. Everyone I know is scared to swim in the ocean, including the Caribbean, because they think sharks are going to eat them. Almost everyone I know. There is no great white shark in the Caribbean, Dumbo. Some of them occasionally come in the winter into the Gulf of Mexico out of the Atlantic. There are no great white attacks in the Gulf of Mexico. There are none in the Caribbean. There are sperm whales and pilot whales in the Southern Caribbean. I mean, people just are scared of everything. It's just everything that isn't scary, everything that isn't a threat. And then I'm scared of a big monolithic government when historically and what our founders said and common sense shows the red level 100% real boogeyman that keeps me up at night. Just got chills. I really do get chill bumps. 262 million non-military deaths. In the 20th century by government. University of Hawaii study. University of Chicago has even higher numbers. They say 300 and something mil. 262 million. Not 160 something killed by mass shooters a year. Government killed 262 million. And who is our loving foreign banker occupied? That's not rhetoric. We are literally run by the IMF World Bank. Federal Reserve is their domestic arm. We are literally run by the criminal IRS set up in 1913 to pay money in the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Didn't have an income tax until 1913. Our whole system is designed to be cold and socially engineered and controlled by these people. Nothing else really matters except recognizing the real political system we're under. And then meanwhile, in every Army publication, Army War College, Navy War College, Marine Warfighting School, West Point, Stars and Stripes, Army Times, internal manuals, Homeland Security manuals, that we've broken almost all of them because people send them to us. And then we call the phone numbers involved and check them and read them and look at them. We can look at them instantly. It's always the same crud written by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center is basically the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, along with the ADL. And they train, and their main mission, Homeland Security and NORTHCOM have said this, is, I'm going to say it again, returning veterans, number one, then veterans, your number two enemy. Then libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, gun owners, Ron Paul supporters. They literally train the federal government. I mean, I've been at the gun show and seen the ATF. And they will literally look at me and start hyperventilating like I am an enemy soldier or something. Because they literally bat and pitch for the other team. They are sworn. They are in a cult. Just like the mafia. It's their duty. I am the enemy. Do you understand that? You are the enemy. They train 24-7 to take your guns. 24-7 to put you in relocation centers. 24-7 to slap us in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Camps. The civilian inmate labor camp program. Everything I'm saying is declassified. All those closed military bases are manned and ready. And all they want to do is set off some nukes or bioweapons, blame it on us, start a civil war that'll wipe out the police and military because we won't have a choice when they're trying to take us. I mean, it's gonna be like $20 million. Hardcore Dorners that have the right on their side and are being hunted and attacked, not that are going out and attacking people like Dorner did. I mean, you saw almost all of Southern California locked down for one guy and police shaking in fear, shooting up vehicles that didn't even match the description with white women in them. Can you imagine when all the retired special forces and all the military and all the former police and all the gun owners have had their families hunted down and their cousin drug off to a camp. I mean, it is going to be, you're not going to be safe anywhere. And the globalists love that. They know you attack us, we will wipe you out. You will be wiped out within a year. Dead. Totally wiped out. It'll be like moose hunting season where you put into a lottery and only one out of four people gets a moose license, or mountain lion hunting, where you got to go put in the lottery and a one out of 20 gets to hunt the mountain lion. I mean, you'll be like dodo birds, and I'm not here threatening you. I don't want that to happen. That's the plan, to wipe both sides out starting this civil war. And let me tell you, they're wartime training. Just like when they're going back into jungle warfare, they paint the tanks green 2 years before. They've already got it planned. Or they're going to the desert, they paint the tanks tan 2 years before. They have been painting the trucks black for domestic war, the tanks black for domestic war. They have been training publicly to take on gun owners during martial law. And they're coming just as sure as the sun's coming up tomorrow, unless we run around like chickens with our heads cut off. And I'm just getting adrenaline rushes right now, folks. I mean, just like I was, you know, in a parking lot and some guy's trying to mug me and I get that feeling. I mean, this is, it's all real. It's all happening. I'm pulsing with adrenaline and electricity right now because this is what they're going to do. We've got to stop them because they're going to use the Civil War as the false flag to bring the country down just as sure as the sun comes up and geese fly south for the winter. They want to take this country down. They've got a score to settle with us. Look what came out in the Weatherman trials, how they were going to put 50 million conservatives, men, in forced labor camps and then kill 25 million of us. The numbers they'll have to kill now from 1970s numbers are over 75 million. They're going to rape your wives. People are going, oh, this is going to watch, watch. You've seen everything else happen. They've got a score to settle. Do you have Obama's domestic security force, please? Go ahead and play Obama when he was campaigning.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Folks, it happens in every other nation in history. It's happening here. If we don't wake up to the nightmare and admit it's happening, they will win. They will stage the events. Here's the good news. The entire military, I would say upwards of 85%, are somewhat awake now. Almost the entire military. It's an incredible conversion to reality because they're being given the treason training. Because we warn people up front, and you warn people in Oath Keepers and countless others for decades. Ron Paul, you name it. John Birch Society, you name it. About the creeping buildup. Clinton wanted to do this stuff. Because we did that, now we're catching them with their pants down, not us. We're not sitting here flat-footed. We're dug in. We've bought 200 million guns the last 20 years. Everybody's ready. And we're politically fighting hard to fix this country. We're doing everything we can. We're not starting anything offensively. We're just sitting here trying to do our best. And our duty as Americans is good people to be honorable and protect our families. And it isn't like we're just starting to fight with a bunch of socialists and, you know, not going along with them, which is our right. These are horrible, nasty communists run by foreign banks that have a vendetta against this republic. They want to have their way with us so bad, folks. We're in so much danger right now. Homeland Security is the domestic army to do this. And they've got the throngs of their followers. You've heard them in Austin and L.A. and other places say they want to put all gun owners in camps. They will man those camps with pot-bellied jail guard socialists who will literally stomp our guts out. We don't have a choice. We've got to work as hard as we can to try to fix this before they start pulling triggers. And once they pull triggers, folks, we got to go InfoWar 110% and defend ourselves. But remember... remember police and military. When they shoot up your convoys and blow up daycare centers and the rest of it up front, that is not the Liberty Movement doing that. Don't be stupid and run out and find the first patriots you can to shoot up in their house and burn down. Because you do that, the next wave's coming in, and I'm telling you, then the gloves are off and you know what's going to happen. The former military people have already been casing their neighborhoods and have already been creating files, and you know that, and you know what's going to happen to you. You do that, you don't do the right thing, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get smashed bad. And I don't want that to happen. I want you to wake up, look at the intelligence information, and join the Republic. Join 1776 in the spirit of George Washington. Don't join the spirit of Obama and George Soros. Ask which side you're on right now, because they're training in every manual to kill anti-socialists during martial law. Now, here's the new Homeland Security manual we got. It's up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security exercise targets free Americans against socialist tyranny. Leaked documents reveal plan to counter online dissent during martial law. Leaked Homeland Security documents obtained by InfoWars reveal details of joint DHS-FEMA national exercise set to take place this week, one of the components of which revolves around an effort to counter online dissent by a group called Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. What a horrible group, Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. I can't think of anything worse, can you? Which is disgruntled at the imposition of martial law after an earthquake in Alaska. The document again underscores the federal government's obsession with characterizing libertarians and conservatives as some kind of extremist radical threat. Well, we're like antibiotics, a threat to a deadly bacteria. We are a threat. Bacteria wants to kill us. I mean, you think the Jedi were a threat to the Sith? I mean, it's real simple. The document, PDF, was leaked by an individual affiliated with Stuart Rhodes' organization, Oath Keepers, and passed to InfoWars. It's entitled National Exercise Program, Catastrophe Exercise 2014. Yeah, he needs to add the previous.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
super bad for squares out there that aren't trendy. You know, if you weren't trendy back in the 50s, didn't know what it meant. James Brown. Bad doesn't mean actually bad. It means like bad as in bad. I know everybody knows that. That's a joke. And I'm super bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the folks that really are super bad, but not in a bad good way, in a bad, bad way. It goes on, the document is intended for U.S. Department of Homeland Security, trusted agents only, trusted traders only. I mean, anybody that gets given this stuff about where they're training to fight conservatives during martial law, I mean, you should realize this is a takeover group. Well, I'm just going to go along with it and keep my pension. You're not going to keep your pension, dummy. That's why they're bringing tyranny in. Liberty produces prosperity. Tyranny produces third world garbage. I'm going to try to explain that again to you guys. Sometimes I'll be out in public or at the gym or something. I'll see some guy give me dirty looks. And I'll go over and I'll go, you're a Fed, aren't you? What's it to you, Jones? Now, it's not always like that. A lot of those Feds come over and like, oh, a lot of us are awake, know what's going on. But immediately, you can see the guy was like a little kid, and his dad was a cop, and he thinks he's a secret agent, and on a power trip, and he's a good guy, and you're a bad guy, and I mean, you just see it. They're childlike minds. I can pick them out of a crowd. It's so pathetic. The trusted agent types. Trusted Turd is your real name. George Washington would literally tell you, get away from him. I mean, you are so traitorous trying to take on veterans and gun owners. You are so evil. But you're nothing compared to the people that pull your strings, like Eric Holder, the mobster, the guy that ships guns into Mexico to false flag the Second Amendment. You notice we're blowing every one of your operations. Boston bombing, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, Benghazi, because there's good people in every agency, especially the Pentagon, and it's game over because you can't stop them and they know how to leak information. We already have your whole game plan anyways. I don't even need the information. I know your entire battle plan, the different operations you've got. I know that you don't know when you're going to get orders to do what. That's the only reason I don't know everything is because you don't know what you're going to do. Because we've got you off balance, and we're going to continue to do that. You think you're going to gut the Republic this easily? Never. You think all of us are cowards that'll roll over? We love a good fight. Let's continue here. The document is intended for U.S. This is a quote. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, trusted agents only, close quote. And is, quote, disseminated only on a need-to-know basis. Even the role players involved in the exercise itself are prohibited from seeing the files. And it goes over it. How they're going to fight people physically, but also online, who are trying to speak out against the socialist takeover of America. I'm actually reading from the document. On page 125 of the document, a scenario is outlined whereby a group calling itself Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny responds to the U.S. Northern Command mission of defense support, that's gun confiscation, to civilian authorities, or the imposition of martial law by launching a protest campaign on social media and potentially engaging in cyber attacks. They consider free speech a cyber attack. Don't worry, NORTHCOM swings in, and then it goes into talking about Northern Command and the civil authorities dealing with the troublemakers. Folks, training for treason. Second hour, a ton of other news, your phone calls. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to
get the article. It's on InfoWars.com. Get it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.